You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, the government announced its COVID-19 protection framework. This framework aims to provide a pathway out of lockdown and give more freedoms for fully vaccinated people. The framework will use a traffic light system of alert responses of red, orange and green, which the government says are less restrictive than the current lockdown system. Auckland will move to using the new framework when 90% of the eligible population in each of Auckland's three DHBs are fully vaccinated. The rest of the country will move to the new framework when the 90% fully vaccinated target is met across each of their DHB regions. However, since the announcement was made, critiques have been made that the 90% vaccination target for DHBs is unfair for Māori and Pacific communities. This is because Māori and Pacific vaccination rates in some regions are still significantly lower than non-Māori and non-Pacifica. This morning I spoke to Dr. Rhys Jones, who is a public health physician and senior lecturer in Māori health at the University of Auckland, about this critique. We discuss his position on the government's announcement, what Māori and Pacific vaccination rates are looking like, and whether the 90% threshold is fair. I began by asking Rhys what his position is on the government's COVID-19 protection framework.
I think one of the key concerns we have about the new announcement with the traffic light system is the sort of total population milestone that they're using to move to the new system, which is, you know, 90% vaccination coverage amongst the whole population. And what that can do, obviously, is really mask some of the inequities that we have between groups within the population. And one of the key concerns that you probably would have heard about is the fact that Māori particularly, but also Pacific people, are less well vaccinated than many other groups in the population. And so even when we get to 90% of the total, there could still be quite dangerously low levels of vaccine coverage among Māori people and Pacifica people.
Could you speak a little bit about how this vaccination progress has been going for Māori and Pacifica communities and whether there's been any drive since the announcement was made to have more people vaccinated, or is it still very much an ongoing process?
Yeah, one of the big problems with the whole vaccine rollout has been the fact that Māori and Pacifica are sort of behind. And because of the way the whole rollout was prioritised, you know, we've seen, even though Māori and Pacifica people are at much greater risk of, you know, severe outcomes from COVID-19, we've seen that actually they've been pushed to the back of the queue in terms of the vaccine rollout. So with the way it happened, you know, we ended up doing older people predominantly first. After the initial high-risk groups, you know, the border workers and MIQ, et cetera. And so what that's meant is that, you know, the older population is predominantly non-Māori, non-Pacific, and so those groups have had much more of a chance to get in, get vaccinated, and often to have now be double-jabbed, whereas we're seeing Māori and Pacific people having to catch up. And so we're coming from a point that's well behind because of the inequitable vaccine rollout. But what we have seen, not just since the announcement, but since it's become clear that, you know, we're having community transmission and we're now at real risk from COVID, particularly for Māori and Pacific communities, we're seeing that there's a big push among those communities to get ourselves vaccinated. And we're seeing a lot of initiatives, you know, the vaccine buses, different events happening, you know, other initiatives to try and really get the vaccine out to communities. And that's, you know, starting to have some great success. But it's also not, at this point, terribly well-resourced. And so what Māori and Pacific health providers and communities are looking for is to really get that push to get every investment possible in helping to get our communities vaccinated.
That's a point that I was going to ask a question about. Do you think that it's fair that Māori and Pacific communities have had to mobilise amongst themselves to get these communities vaccinated rather than have this ongoing support from the government from the get-go? Or do you feel like there has been an appropriate amount of government support and there was always a responsibility for the communities themselves to mobilise vaccination rates?
No, it hasn't been fair. And, you know, so right from the outset, right from the planning stages of the vaccine rollout, you know, the government was told very clearly that Māori and Pacifica communities were the highest priority and, you know, we needed to be really investing in Māori and Pacific providers, community organisations to get, you know, get those communities vaccinated as early and as effectively as possible. And we just didn't see that. We saw the sort of standard mainstream approach, which you know, I think was designed to work well for middle-class Pākehā people, and surprise, surprise, that's what it has done. What we should have seen was actually that money just being handed to Māori and Pacific providers, communities, to go ahead and do what needed to be done, because those communities know what needs to be done for, you know, for their people. As it has been, you know, we've seen that funding sort of being drip-fed and provided in ways that hasn't really worked for communities. Only now we're seeing this massive investment, or, you know, the $120 million or whatever it is that's been announced for Māori vaccination rates to get those up. And what really needs to happen for that is it needs to be provided to Māori communities in a way that's very self-determining. So the government or the Ministry of Health can't be determining how that money is spent. It has to be totally up to a collective of Māori providers and communities to decide how to do that and how to get our communities vaccinated.
Do you think that the government respects that and is going to use that money going forward to do that? Or is there still the concern that it will be sort of top-down approach?
Well, we've certainly seen, you know, across many, many years now, that an approach from the government and the ministry that is very top-down and very sort of micromanaging. So they're very unwilling to hand over power or hand over control to other groups or, you know, community organisations or other health providers. But I think what we are seeing now is a recognition that the ministry isn't able to achieve equitable vaccine coverage. You know, they don't have the solutions for Māori and Pacific communities. And so what I'm hoping is that that will then mean that they do see the you know, that it's very appropriate for that money to be spent in a way that's totally determined by the communities themselves, and recognise that the ministry, the government, just needs to provide the resources and then step out of the way and let Māori and Pacific communities get on with what we're really keen to do and what many of our health providers and community leaders and other organisations are really putting a lot of effort into right now.
That was Dr. Rhys Jones, who is a public health physician and senior lecturer in Māori Health at the University of Auckland, speaking about the criticism that the new COVID-19 protection framework's 90% vaccination target for DHBs is unfair for Māori and Pacific communities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.